Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling to you, really driving down the road from really Cedar Park, Texas, down back going home through Austin to Dripping Springs. Anyway, we're having a good time. But I wanted to, this is our Monday motivation call, and this is one of the calls. I love doing this because we get to hear the stories from people from where they started and how they got to where they are. But it's also getting an understanding, like I said, who's out there really doing this? Sometimes as we're building our CEO business, we kind of feel like we're all alone, or maybe we're kind of coming across things that nobody else has ever experienced before. And I'm always fine interviewing people and hearing their stories and how they've been able to overcome has always been helpful for people in the field. I have one of my closest friends in the business. I've known John and Fleeta Taylor it's been 12 plus years. We've had a lot of good times together, and I still remember when they first got involved into our business of network marketing years ago. They made a decision. They really wanted to. They bought a dog instead of getting involved in the business. But the dog was a great dog. But we go back a long ways. But they ended up getting involved in another business with us. Had a lot of success, and then here they are in ASEA, and they've been with us now here for 3 years in ASEA. And they exemplify everything it means to when it comes to building an area and taking charge to do the things that need to be done to build a strong, successful business. But Fleeta just exemplifies what it means to be a leader. She is a new gold in ASEA. She is the first gold in San Antonio, Texas. And just proud to have her be a part of our team and happy that she's taking the time to be on our call tonight. So, Fleeta, do we have you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome, Fleeta. So as we get going on this tonight, could you kind of share with everybody a little bit of your background so people get to know, who is Fleeta Taylor?
Well, I got to tell you, Fleeta Taylor's background is a professional ballroom instructor for 30 years plus. I got involved with Fred Astaire's when I was 17 years old. And I had this vision, once I got involved, of being a U.S. champion. And it took me many, many years to accomplish that. But I realized that if I focused on that and did the right things, I could accomplish what I wanted, what I dreamt of. And that kind of takes me into, network marketing. John and I, my husband and I, after I semi-retired from the dance business, we owned and operated many of our own businesses. We're entrepreneurs. We would see an opportunity, and way back in the day in Houston, Texas, when the oil industry kind of went down, John had lost his job, and I had already retired from the dance business, and we didn't know what we were going to do, so we started our own painting business, actually painting homes inside and outside, and did very well, and realized that whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. We moved to San Antonio and took that business with us, and actually ended up both of us going into the corporate world and working a little bit doing that. But that isn't what we really, really wanted to do. I hated working for somebody else. I just always had that free spirit and wanted to do just what I felt in my heart. The last business we owned, which is in the little town we live in now, which is actually not little anymore, Terry, it's not too far from Dripping Springs, but Bull Verde Spring Branch, we started a cleaning service, and I guess you can call me crazy, but I love to clean houses. And so I started that on my own, and it grew within 6 months and started hiring somebody. And then before you knew it, within a year, it became a family-owned and operated business. We did that for 10 years, and actually, you know, when you own a business, especially something like that, and your employees don't show up, guess who is out there doing the work? We were. And so we decided, well, we were getting a little bit older, and we sold that business and retired from that. That kind of takes me up to when my sister had met you, Terry, in the other network marketing business you were involved in. And Sherry introduced me to that business, and I wasn't interested. I was one of those family members that you dream about, that you talk about. She would call me all the time and talk to me about it. And I remember when she was calling me so much about going to a meeting, I'd look and see who it was calling, and I just wouldn't answer. And that was my own sister. mean, that wasn't good. But I thought, you know, I know that's why she's calling me, is to go to that meeting, and I'm not doing it. But what happened is I think she got you on the phone with me, and you had said probably the same thing that she had told me, and it was like, oh, okay, then I'll go to a meeting. And I'll never forget, she was so mad because I listened to you instead of her. And I guess that goes back to the third-party credibility. But anyway, we were in that business for, what, 10, 11 years? And I was introduced to ASEA, again, by my sister and Terry, and actually Jerry White. They y'all had come down to the Boulevardy Spring Branch area to talk to me, and I'll never forget that meeting is when you were trying to tell me about this, or you were telling me about this huge breakthrough, and I know I had worked so hard in the other company, but I was tired because I had worked very hard, and I made some money, but it wasn't really what I wanted. But when you had introduced me to ASEA, it was like a breath of fresh air. I couldn't wait to get started. I was so excited. And so that was about 3.5 years ago.
I get you, by the way, when you're saying, I remember going down there for that trip. Your sister was so scared.
Yeah, she thought that I would not join her in another business because she had a hard enough time on the first one. But to introduce me to something else, but actually, I'm telling you, I never, ever dreamed of being involved in something like this, that you wake up excited every day. You can't wait to tell something. Tell someone about this wonderful company and the technology. So anyway, I'm decided to build it, and what I discovered is all of the work that I had done in the other company, my first few months, I was making as much in my first few months as I was when I left that other company, and I went, whoa. It was just incredible. And it excited me so much. So that's when I started my journey in ASEA, was about 3.5 years ago.
So, Fleeta, you shared that you wake up every morning excited. I mean, you're ready to get going. Kind of share with how do you stay excited all the time about ASEA?
Well, I mean, I do listen. I listen to the calls, the charge-up calls, but I plan activities. I mean, we do have a Tuesday evening meeting every Tuesday in San Antonio. And I got to tell you, just that excites you because we've seen it being built from just a few people to a steady, I'd say, 20 to 30 people every week. The one week when we had Dr. Maureen Hayes here, we had over 60 people, and the room only seated 45, and people were standing outside the hall. And so the events keep you excited. Going to convention was huge for me coming back. So just being plugged in. If you're not plugged in, then of course you're not going to stay excited.
Now, Fleeta, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who listen to the recording or might be listening tonight, and they might be in an area where there's nobody there. You pretty much got San Antonio up and running. And, I mean, you did the weekly meeting, the lunches, you've done the in-homes. Kind of talk a little bit about that, about kind of taking charge of your own business. How important is it to do that?
Well, it's real important. I like the saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. And so what we did in our area, the Boulevardi Spring Branch area, we had a little restaurant that had a private room, and they didn't charge for it as long as you ate. So I started having lunches there and inviting the locals. And we, you know, it started out with maybe three or four people. You're not going to start out with a big group. You have to build it. You have to build the excitement. And so we started out with three or four people, and then pretty soon you saw seven or eight people. And we grew into a group of probably on a weekly basis, we had around 15, 18 people at our lunches. And very exciting, very exciting. So keeping the group together, because I got to tell you, even if you don't have guests, you're building your team, you're building those relationships, and really you're building your family, because our team is family. We come together. We had to stop our lunches because our little restaurant closed, and we're waiting to see if there's going to be another one open up with a private room. But we go every Tuesday night, but we also are having in-homes. I just had an in-home after the convention. I was so excited, and I knew that people needed to know about the new product. And so we had an in-home last Thursday, and we had 10 people with four guests. And what I decided to do is say, okay, this is going to be spaghetti night. And I cooked a big old pot of spaghetti so that people weren't thinking it's just a meeting. It was a gathering, and we ate from 6:30 to 7, and we did a presentation and demonstration from 7 to 8, and it was fantastic. Everybody had a great time, and we have two new people coming on board because of the in-home, and we're going to start having those at least once a month.
Sorry, I was sitting here trying to say something, and I'm still muted out because I don't want the road noise. Now, Fleeta, you know, there's a lot of things, like I said, that you've done and continue to do, but one of the things that's always, I'm always admired about it is I never hear you complain. You're always doing the right things. And kind of talk a little bit about always being in the game. And what I mean is leading from the front. You always do what you ask your people to do. You're always sponsoring new people. Can you talk about that, the importance of always adding new blood to your business?
Well, yes. You know, I had, when I first started, I had my 100 name list plus. And, you know, I still haven't gone through all the names because I am constantly adding new names. So, I belong to the chamber in our area, and we have a unique chamber, a large chamber. And so I'm always engaged in the chamber and go to their functions so that I can meet new people. I can meet new businesses in our community. I also go to network marketing groups. I don't go to a whole lot. I'm very choosy as to who I'm in with, but I have a group that I've been a part of for probably 3 or 4 years, and I've done very well being in front of those new people. So I'm always adding to the living list, so to speak. So I'm always talking to new people and getting in front of those people. And the other thing is I'm finding myself now, I'm working a lot with some of my people that are building the business. And we're constantly talking to people together. Just got through doing a health fair at the convention in San Antonio with Dr. Anderson, which was very successful. We got 30 new leads from that. So I think it's a, Terry, if I could sum it up for new people, it's about action. It's about events. It's thinking outside the box. What can I do to be in front of more people? Because people need to know about this.
Yeah, I know each and every day you kind of have a day planned and you're out of the house getting things done. Cleta, you're exceptional when it comes down to goals. And you know, you had a goal to go gold by, it was July, middle of July. When was that date?
Actually, my goal to go gold was July 22nd, which is my birthday. And I have a big white board, and I wrote that on there, and I look at it every day, and it said, and I'm looking at it right now, July 22nd or before. And I went gold June 10th. And the power of having your goals written down, I mean, is just incredible. And so you have to have action behind your goal. So how am I going to achieve that goal? Well, I knew I had to work with my people, the people that want to build, and then also to recruit new people, and that's what I've been doing. I did, and I do want to share this. I had a setback a little over a year ago where I had a health issue come up, and I was I was working for gold then, and it was like everything dropped out from underneath me. It wasn't expected. Got depressed, and basically for 6 months didn't do anything. And I had remembered Dr. Dick Walker talking to me a little over a year ago, and he said, "You know, Cleta, you can go gold. You've got to visualize yourself going gold and walking across that stage." And so I had remembered his words, and I thought, you're not going to go anywhere sitting here being depressed. Get yourself up. And so I, you know, it just like, okay, I can do this, and I'm going to do this. There's a difference in saying I'm going to try and I'm going to do it. And I said, I'm going to do it, and I'm back on track, and lo and behold, I went gold.
That's awesome. That was going to be my next question. You know, we're talking about being excited, and, you know, the emotions in this business, they go up and down. You know, just like in anything out there, they just happen a lot faster if you give it enough time. What's some advice that you could give to people either getting started or who might be in the business and might want to either – you know, get to the next step. But what's some advice you'd like to give to the people out there?
Well, there was something I was just reading just recently. I've got by John Maxwell, Intentional Living, and they're talking about, in part of the book, failures. And just like in my case, I kind of went through a failure period. But it was a learning period. If you don't have failures, you can't understand the successes. And so don't be so hard on yourself. If you're out there struggling, it's okay. That's just part of your journey. But I can tell you, reading good books, staying on the calls, and feeding your mind every day is very important. In fact, I've got on my board, it says 5 things that can change your life. And I can't remember where I got this, but I think it's good for everybody to maybe write down. 1, feed your mind every day. 2, strengthen your body. 3, find a mission. 4, find a role model. And 5, and I love this, help someone worse off than you. And I got to tell you, that's what I've been doing.
That's some great words. And before I open it up for questions and answer, where do you see this? I mean, it's funny. Your sister and I laugh about it. We call you, or if I see you calling me, it's never being down. You're not down. You're always, you tell me about a great day. It's always about a great day. Where do you see ASEA in the next couple of years?
Oh, I got to tell you, Terry, this is huge. I have seen more and more, and I know you have too, more and more medical professionals getting involved in this, and there's something to that. And so I think everybody's going to know about it in a couple years, and I would tell people, don't wait on somebody that's on your list and you're afraid to talk to them, because if you wait, somebody else is going to tell them about it. And I've already had that happen, by the way, a couple of times. They were on my list, and I thought, oh, I'll call them tomorrow or something. And come to find out, they're already involved in ASEA. So I see super growth, and I think everybody should be at least telling your friends, family, and whoever you know about this technology, because it is changing the way that we think of healthcare. I've already seen it.
Well, Fleeta, thanks for taking the time tonight. You guys are absolutely amazing, for you and your husband, for each and every Tuesday. Y'all, you give selflessly to the team by way of always being there first in, kind of last out. But always, like I said, you've always been a great partner. I appreciate y'all's friendship and appreciate y'all's partnership. But if you're okay, I'll stop the recording and we'll open up for questions. So hold on one quick sec.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.